Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Germany has long been an important and strategic economic partner with the state of South Carolina, and because of that relationship, the College of Charleston will soon be hosting the first German-American Business Summit on October 6th that will highlight that country's industrial presence in our state, focus on their workforce needs, and building bridges with our higher education institutions. Michael Balka is president and CEO of Mercedes-Benz Vans, and he joins us now by phone from his headquarters there in Ladson, South Carolina. Michael, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi.
Share with us first a brief history and overview of your operations in South Carolina.
We are reassembling here the Sprinter van. We have started that roughly 10 years ago, and we reassemble the Sprinters here that have been assembled in Düsseldorf. We have recently, end of last year, added a mid-size van to our program. And now, after we know that the market is well receiving our products here in the U.S., we decided to expand here to make this plant not only a reassembly plant as it is today, we make it a full-size plant. That means we will add a body shop and a paint shop to this operation. We have started the construction, and we will run the first completely built-up Sprinter out of this facility before the end of the decade.
Go into a little more detail on the reassembly process and why that takes place.
If we would bring the cars into the country as a completely built-up car, we would have to pay tax for those vehicles. So if we bring them in the country just as parts, we don't have to pay the tax for them, which makes us, of course, more competitive. And what we reassembly precisely on those Sprinters here is mainly the drivetrain, the engine, the gearbox or the automatic transmission, the drive shaft, the headlights, the cooling system.
And why here in South Carolina?
We know that we have a good workforce here. We have a very good strategic position logistically because of the big port, Charleston. We have here a very good and strong partnership in the regional community as well as with the representatives of the state. So this all makes us comfortable, and this is why we have decided to make this expansion here and not to build a new facility somewhere else.
And once the vans are reassembled, where do they go?
We are producing the vans here for the NAFTA market, so for the U.S. and for Canada, and they are going all over the U.S. And a lot of those vans also go to upfitters that are specifically customizing our vehicles, for example, ambulance transportation, RVs.
And now tell us about the upcoming German-American Business Summit on October 6th. Where will that be and what will be discussed?
We are discussing there the workforce need for us and for other similar companies. There is a big need of a workforce, of very specific trained workforce, and this will be one of the main drivers and one of the main topics for this business summit.
Other German manufacturers in South Carolina, in the region, will they be participating?
Yeah, they are also participating in that. For example, the panel discussion that we will have there will be attended by ourselves, by Bosch, by BMW, who is here in South Carolina since a long, long time. IFA Rotorion, which is a supplier, is taking part in this panel discussion, and also the American Chamber of Commerce.
Can anyone attend this conference?
Yeah, I think everybody is allowed to attend. Of course, we expect mainly to have the business community there, but it is also available that anybody can participate. For example, there will be also an internship and an expo for the students. So even some of the students are welcomed there, and we hope that we see some of them there because today's students might be our workforce for tomorrow.
And this is all being held at the College of Charleston.
Yeah, exactly. It's held at the College of Charleston, as you mentioned before, on October 6th.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
No, you're highly welcome. I appreciate talking to you and looking forward to talk to you in the future again.
Michael Balka is president and CEO of Mercedes-Benz Vans, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Ladson, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.